Yeah, well, the same here. You know, I have black friends, gay friends, stuff like that. It don't bother me none. You know, in other words, they don't bother me none. You know what I'm saying? I got nothing against them as long as they ain't trying to shove it in my face. You know, I'll be honest, but, you know, I know some gay people, and I have black friends and everything and stuff, and, you know, it's all good. But now this is different. If I'd remembered today what I heard from you yesterday, then I'd have looked it up on YouTube and try to see what that's all about. Because you're the only one I've heard about that from. I didn't hear no... I've been watching some newscasts and stuff, and nobody said anything about it. And then you told me just now, and then I was like, what? And then you said, well, I told you yesterday, and it took me a second. I was like, oh, yeah, you did. You know, sometimes, man, like I said, I talk to so many people out here sometimes during the day that after a conversation, it's out of my mind because I'm in the next conversation. After 5-10 conversations, you know, I done forgot what was, you know, back conversation number one. Something like that. I'm getting old, man. It can't help it. The brain ain't working like it used to. But, no, there's a difference. Now, there's a bit of a difference now. You know, free speech is one thing, but to assassinate somebody's character or to twist things around, you know, via cutting video and mixing it in and everything, that should be criminal. That should be criminal. You shouldn't, especially to a president or something, to our president, the leader of our country and everything. That's just criminal, man. But I don't know, man. I don't know how all that stuff works. It's just, but that's, then I, like I said, I heard that, I think from you too, that ABC was getting him his job back because people were beginning to boycott ABC.